Multiple Jewish faith leaders have issued a statement this Friday afternoon in response to Cal Poly Humboldt State Senator Mike McGuire and Assembly Member Wood's characterization of the anti-war solidarity encampment being anti-Semitic. They explained that using the term to describe these protests is a weaponization and dilution of a real threat to their community, and reject it as a justification for the police force used against the protesters. Quote, "This inappropriate justification is all the more problematic because it was done without any consultation with Jewish community leaders," end quote. The letter also goes on to explain that there have been problems with anti-Semitism in the past, and the campus not only ignored the issues, but refused to communicate and work with Jewish leaders who sought to advise on the issue. For more, we go to one of the letter's authors.
Rabbi Naomi Steinberg, I've been serving Temple Beth El in Eureka and B'nai Ha'aretz in Redway, Garberville.
The letter states that in the past decades, very few anti-Semitic incidents on campus came to their attention. Similarly, they stated that for decades, there was very little anti-Semitic activity in the community at large. But things have changed in recent years, even before the October 7th attack.
And in the last couple of years, Lauren, we've spoken a couple of times about a big rise in anti-Semitic activity up here. For decades, there was very little, and I felt really blessed, and I love being a rabbi. But recent years, especially, let me be frank, since the Trump administration.
In the fall, there was an anti-Semitic crime on campus with the desecration of a harvest sukkah.
And then in November, a very troubling petition went out on the all-campus email urging people to rally to the Palestinian cause. And while you know I've spoken very sympathetically to the Palestinian cause for decades and have visited Israel, visited Palestine, worked with rabbis for human rights, done everything I can, the petition was so inappropriate and so poorly worded and so badly timed. Everything about it was wrong. And it turns out that it was did not have official sanction. And we have not had any answers to who put that petition on, if the university email was hacked or someone gave permission. It was very troubling. We were very busy over the winter. And in early February, we wrote a letter to administration saying we're concerned about the bad climate on campus for Jewish faculty, staff, and students. And we want to know, how did that petition get distributed to all, 7,000 people on the list, something like that? Many of whom were very upset, Jewish students especially, said they were shocked to get that on their campus email.
But she said during an actual instance of anti-Semitism, which triggered fear among Jewish students, the university was silent and avoidant.
We made a request to discuss it, and we also have some creative ideas to share. We said to administration, we can come in, talk to you about some things, and we think we can make some improvements. Long story short, they simply ignored us. Very painful, very disturbing.
Rabbi Steinberg stated that they tried for months to get in contact with Cal Poly Humboldt to share their expertise on how to educate and de-escalate the situation.
In those months, the situation deteriorated so badly. So we were pretty appalled a while ago when the administration put out a press release saying, we have been in touch with members of leaders of the Jewish community. And I spoke to the other rabbis here. Nope, they hadn't heard from them. I had received one or two phone messages, but they had not engaged in us in a real productive, meaningful way. So we were further alarmed when we saw another press release from the university suggesting that anti-Semitism was one of the root problems they were trying to address by bringing in the police. And that, Lauren, I feel is just total hogwash, to be polite on the radio.
On Tuesday, April 30th, just hours after the police raid, Senator Mike McGuire and Assemblymember Wood issued a joint press release, echoing the university's statement citing anti-Semitic hate speech as a cause for conducting the large law enforcement operation.
So I was quite disturbed when I saw that press release from our wonderful elected representatives, and I feel that they have been misled by the university. In fact, the university ignored serious problems with anti-Semitism for months and then turned around and made spurious claims of anti-Semitism against the protesters.
She explained that while aspects of the protest demonstrated a lack of cultural sensitivity and indifference to Jewish students, that wasn't always the case. And many Jews and non-Jewish students came together in protest of the war that has killed thousands. Notably, earlier in the week, another rabbi with Temple Beth El held a Jewish ceremony in the heart of the ongoing protest.
My dear friend and colleague, Rabbi Bob Rottenberg, lives right across the street from Cal Poly. So he knew there were Jewish students there. Mostly the ones who contacted him were supporting the protests, and he felt compelled that it was his duty to go and have Shabbat with them and give them the love that a rabbi has to give to any Jewish person walking in the door on Shabbat and any non-Jewish guest walking in the door on Shabbat. Shabbat is a time of love, peace, and hope. So he went and attended. I think that it was very well received by the students who were there, who realized, oh, we're not being shunned by the Jewish community because we are outspoken and we're expressing our sorrow and our rage over what's happening in Gaza.
Temple Beth El sent the letter to our elected officials this afternoon, and we asked what they hope it will accomplish.
We want the public to know that we take anti-Semitism very, very seriously. It is a real danger. It's really going on. In the last 2 years, we've had horrible anti-Semitic flyers distributed all over the county, including at Jewish homes, here at Temple Beth El, at Chabad in Arcata. Very, very disturbing. It's real. So we want people to take it seriously. At the same time, we absolutely protest having it, as you said, weaponized, used as a weapon against the protesters. So when I hear people like Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, who represents a very extreme fundamentalist Christian point of view with extreme views about Jews, when I hear him claiming to suddenly be our defender, I know that all he's trying to do is to discredit our universities. They're trying to smear not just the protesters, but our universities themselves. Am I happy with the analysis of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict that's going on in many campuses? No. It's not merely settler colonialism. It's also religious fanaticism. And I'm sorry to say, it's religious fanatics in Islam and also in Judaism. And they play a huge role in this conflict. So that has to be addressed. But I'm very upset. Our universities are the last bastions of free thought. That and the radio and the press. A free press and a free university is essential to our country.
Pulling from her history as a forest defender, she says resist by educating yourself with nonviolent training.
If you get involved in any way, if you're planning to be out on the street in any way to express your opinion, get training. Get training. It appears to me that the students on campus had no training in CD, in civil disobedience. And we know this from the Headwaters movement, how important that was. Get training. Know how to conduct yourself. Know how to protect yourself. Know how to keep your passions under control, protect bystanders, protect law enforcement too. We are very short staffed for law enforcement in this county. The last thing we need is them wasting their time out there to arrest kids who are armed with spray cans of paint and magic markers.
The final portion of the letter urges understanding the risks of potential harm and escalation that comes from a politicized use of the term anti-Semitism, and states that they would like to work directly to address the complex problems and nuances required for future communications.
There is hope. It may not seem like there's any hope right now. I read that that the reconstruction of Gaza and the rebuilding of hundreds of thousands of homes can't be completed until 2040. What will happen to those people? Israel is in a shambles. It's in a terrible civil crisis. It's caught in the thrall of a deranged Prime Minister Netanyahu and some very bad actors in his cabinet. But there is hope. We can get through this, and do not despair.
You can read the letter from Temple Beth-El in full on the KMUD News Facebook page. If any member of the public sees or hears something that endangers the Jewish community, you are asked to report it to law enforcement immediately. You can fill out an anti-Semitism incident report form on the Temple Beth-El website. That's Temple Beth-El Eureka.org.